Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. Big doings today. Papa Chuck and the club are about to finish the fort, which is what they call their clubhouse. After about a year of hard work and a few minor disasters, the fort is about to be completed.
This is so exciting! Can I help?
don't help, Marcia.
Oh, here, just let me carry this and... Oh, no. I'll have it cleaned up in no time.
What's all the noise?
Minor accident.
Oh, I see. Look at it, will ya? Stacy, he's putting on the door!
Wait, let me out! I want to see it from the outside!
Hurry up, Goose.
This is so super exciting! Well, exciting!
CJ, Ned, when I hold it in place, you slide a pin in the hinges. Bottom one first.
I got it.
CJ?
Got it.
Done. Just finished a fortress here. Let me hear it.
Yay!
But this is a victory. We need to roar.
Whoa. I felt that in my bones.
I've never heard anything like that in my life. Goose, you okay?
Wow. That was big.
It kind of scared me.
That took my breath away.
I haven't roared like that in a long time. Let's go see if Nana Cindy has some lunch for the fortress builders of the...
The club.
Club.
Club?
We gotta get a name.
And it was so hot that summer that the fields of corn started popping right on the stalk. After a while, the whole field was so covered in popcorn, the cows thought it was snow. They froze to death.
Opa, that can't happen.
Opa.
That thought was hot.
Tootie, Opa is teasing us again.
No, really. It happened, and all the geese flew south.
Hon, leave her alone.
Tell us another one, Opa.
Yes, another one.
Perhaps when we get on the ship in the morning, I'll have some stories that I've never told you yet. Stories about these mountains. I will miss these mountains. Take a look now. Once we set sail, you will never see mountains like these again.
They can't rain till tomorrow. Tell us another one.
From the early days.
Yeah. Daddy, what is it?
What can make a noise like that?
I'm scared.
Lord have mercy. It's him. Forgive me, Lord. Protect my family.
Well, Sunday morning was going along much like every other Sunday. Nana Cindy's father, Pastor Barnabas Flint, was welcoming folks and meeting the visitors.
Running late this morning, CJ?
Well, sort of. Sorry, Pastor Flint.
We went over to Mrs. Shufflebee's on the way,
delivering flowers again.
Well, how can I complain about tardiness under those circumstances? Your folks are inside.
Thanks, Pastor Flint.
Hey, Papa Chuck!
Morning, you two!
Good morning, Mr. Crawford. Mrs. Crawford, I love to see that smile of yours.
Thank you, Pastor Flint.
Well, how are you folks on this glorious day?
Fine, Parson. Just fine.
Name's Pastor Flint. Welcome to Wildwood Community Church.
I'm John. Most folks call me Opa. And this is my daughter, Moyford, and grandchildren Hans, Digger, and Tootie.
Nice to meet you.
Lovely to have you with us, Moyford. What bright and happy children. Have you just moved to Wildwood?
No. We're boarding a ship at high tide. We're going back to my father's farm. I grew up in Wild Mountain. But now we're going to start a new life in old country.
Well, we are honored that you'd spend your last day in Wildwood with us. Let me find you all a seat. Come, come. That's my daughter Cindy on the organ. And these are the Crawfords.
How do you do? What a pretty dress.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Crawford.
And I'm Mr. Crawford. Good to have you.
John, nice to meet you, Mr. Crawford.
And this is my son-in-law. Everyone calls him Papa Chuck.
Good morning.
You. It was you. Moifred, get the children out.
But Papa, we...
Now!
Hans, come.
I know you. I know you from some early days.
Please, let me explain.
John, you needn't fear. Nothing is...
What's wrong?
You are safe, John. Those days are over.
Do you know who this grizzly is? I've paid for my sins. Children, out! Get out of here!
John, please, let me explain.
Do you not know who your daughter has married?
I do, but you need to know that those
days... Don't any of you know? This grizzly is Goliath!
I have to go after him. He needs to know.
I don't think it'll matter. He was obviously a bandit in the early days. He's terrified.
Oh, Chuck, are you all right?
I can't leave it like this. I've got to try.
Nana Cindy, why'd he call Papa Chuck Goliath? Pastor Flint?
Cindy, we'll need to sing. Please, everyone take your seats. This will all be made clear, CJ. You go sit with your folks.
Well, there was plenty of confusion and tension in that little church. After some persuading, Pastor Flint got everyone to calm down and stop their fussing. Now, the young'uns had often told stories of the fierce bear in the early days they called Goliath. Most of them were just made up. Some were about fierce battles with the bandits of the mountain, and others were of deceptions and betrayals by Goliath himself.
Hymn number 323, Cindy. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
After the song, one that has filled the hearts of the fearful for many years, Papa Chuck returned.
Now, if you will all take your Bibles and open to...
Sorry.
Papa Chuck, why did he call you Goliath?
Did you find them?
Yes. There was no talking to him. Every time I got close, he just ran away faster.
Are you all right?
No. No, I'm not. When will this end?
Papa Chuck?
Just a minute, son. Hon, I need to go and be alone with God. I guess I have to tell the kids. Ask the parents if they'll let the club come over after dinner.
Oh, of course I will. And of course they'll let them come.
Wouldn't blame them if they didn't. I gotta go.
All right, sit down, everyone. I think we need to talk about forgiveness.
Well, Papa Chuck went off to his favorite praying place. Most folks have one. His is Fortress Rock, as it has been since after the early days. He sat and talked to God, listened for God, and even got into some pretty strong arguing with God. After church was over and after everyone had had their Sunday dinner, members of the club began to gather on the front porch of Papa Chuck's house.
Hey, Marcia.
Hi, Ned. We the first ones?
Yeah, looks like. So, what do you think?
I don't know. My folks wouldn't talk about it. Said it needed to come from Papa Chuck.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Stacy, what did your folks say?
Wouldn't say anything except it needed to come from Papa Chuck. Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Is it true about Papa Chuck?
Is what true?
Oh, yes. Well, I guess that is the first question. What? That'll be my first question, too. The second is going to be, is it true?
Did
Did that make sense to anyone?
You know, it's all gonna change here. Whatever it is that Papa Chuck's gonna tell us, it's gonna change everything.
It is not. Nothing's gonna change.
No, I think she's right. She's always right about stuff like this.
Everyone here?
Yes, ma'am.
Well then, come on in.
Hi, Papa Chuck.
Hey, kids. Thanks for coming. Let's just have a seat and I'll get right into it. I need you to promise not to make any decisions until I've finished. Okay?
Okay.
All right, yeah, Papa Chuck.
I've been waiting for just the right moment to begin this with you all. Guess God thought the time was now. When I was a young bear, Wild Mountain was dangerous. It was overrun with bandits. They came when they wanted. They took what they wanted. There was no law and nothing to stop them. They came to our cabin again and again. They took all our food, our horses. We were afraid for our lives all the time.
Take the cow and the chickens. I love chickens.
All of them?
No, they're all we have left.
You will not take anything.
Chuck!
Big for your age, huh? How about I make you smaller?
No! Chuck, no!
Take all but two chickens. We want them to have enough so we can come back and take more later.
Did you see that, kid? Next time, I won't be stopped.
How bad is it this time?
I don't think we can make it through the winter now.
Why doesn't someone hit them back? We can't take this anymore.
Chuck, no one knows where they go. They ride where they please and hide so no one can find them. It'd take an army to stop them.
I'm not sure an army would be enough. What if they come back and we don't have anything for them to take?
Well, we'll have to leave.
We can't leave. This is our home.
There's nothing left but this cabin. We'll take what we can carry and walk down in the morning. It's over. They beat us.
But, Dad!
It's over!
Chuck, he's not angry with you. We just can't live here anymore. Not with the bandits. No one can. Go see if there are any chickens left in the woods. Go! Now!
But it wasn't over for me. I'd spent my whole life in those mountains. I'd been working on a plan for a long time. I'd often been in the woods and seen the bandits ride by. Each time they did, I followed them a little farther into the mountains.
How old were you?
Just turned 20. I was young, and I thought that I knew everything, and I thought I could do anything. I took a friend of mine, a coyote named Derek, and we went looking for the bandits.
You went looking for them?
They ride over the rock, and that's where I lose them.
Well, how many directions could they go in? Three? Four?
I guess.
Why don't we climb up to the highest point there and wait? And when they come by, we'll see.
I like it.
Yeah. Then what?
Then what? What?
So we find where they hide, then what? We gonna walk in and ask them to please be more pleasant from now on?
Hardly. We watch. We learn how they do what they do. Then, when we know how, then we start in on them.
And just how do we do that?
We make it impossible for them to live here. We steal from them. We attack them when one of them goes off alone. We never let them see us. We will drive them off the mountain.
I was afraid you were going to say something like that. What are your folks gonna say?
They won't know. I left them a note. Said I'd meet them in the valley in a month or so.
We're gonna drive the bandits off the mountain in a month.
It's not a complete plan, okay? And we stayed and watched. We learned where they hid and how they attacked. We learned what they wanted and where they sold it. There were four of us by then. A bunch of foolish kids, really. Not one of us over 20 when we started. We began to attack the bandits. At first, it was just sneaking in when they slept and taking stuff. Then, Derek had an idea. A foolish, exciting idea.
The fog's rolling in again. It does almost every day like this. And no one can see a thing.
We'll just wait till later.
No. The fog is our friend. What if we cover ourselves in gray ashes from the fire pit?
Ew. I've no intention of doing any such thing.
If we're as gray as the fog, my granddad told me about this.
Where are you going?
Now he's just going to get lost in the fog. I did that last Tuesday, and...
Schmedley!
where did you come from? Derek, that's not funny. I almost swallowed a bone here. Where'd he go?
I can't see him anywhere.
I'm right next to you.
could you not do that when I'm eating, please?
This could work.
Yes, it could work. See, I can see you long before you see me. If I just step back into the fog...
He's vanished. Well, I've still no intention of smearing ashes all about my...
Why not?
Oh! Really?
Okay. That was a perfectly good piece of trout you made me waste.
Look, you could cover yourself in ashes and be invisible, or you could be caught and killed by the bandits.
This is great.
They would kill us, wouldn't they?
In the blink of an eye and without a second thought.
So, you know, perhaps ashes are not such a bad idea after all.
The gray ash, not the black charcoal. We need to look like the fog.
When the fog rolls over the bandits, so do we.
Woohoo!
They don't have a chance.
Some self-control, please.
You just told them where we are.
Yeah. Sorry. I got carried away. Let's follow the fog to the bandits. Today, they'll know what it's like to be afraid.
This is so exciting!
Did it work? Did the ashes make you invisible?
Yes, it did work. We attacked them. Took everything they'd stolen from others. Food, money, and weapons. And they never knew what hit them.
So you took all that stuff back to who they'd stolen it from?
Well, we wanted to. But we didn't know where they'd gotten it all. We were so excited, so full of ourselves.
You kept it for yourselves.
We kept it for ourselves.
But the next time you gave it back.
No, we didn't. Ever. We got very good at attacking the bandits. We got so full of ourselves, and we were so proud of the way we could do whatever we wanted. We forgot why we started. We never did help anyone. We never stole from anyone but the bandits. But we did it all for ourselves. We pretty much became just like our enemy. We changed.
I can't believe it.
So that old raccoon this morning...
was a bandit in the early days. He was afraid I'd take revenge on him. Like I used to back then. We worked hard at keeping him scared of us.
How? How'd you do it?
Different ways. Derek got especially good at looking like the fog. He loved sneaking up on him. He'd get right up next to a bandit and whisper in his ear before he attacked. It scared him bad. I'd come running at him, roaring as loud as I could. Most of the time, they'd freeze with fear. It was also my way of telling all the bandits on the mountain that we were attacking again. Then, one day, we named ourselves, gave ourselves nicknames. Okay, Derek, what about you? What's your name gonna be?
I've given this a lot of thought. I will be Avenger.
Ooh, splendid! I wish I'd thought of that.
Nettles, what one did you think of?
Well, I too have given this considerable thought. Mm-hmm. I will be the Pimpernel.
Pimpernel?
Right.
Like the flower. Ooh, that'll terrify him.
Like the Scarlet Pimpernel, you illiterate fleabag.
Okay. It's from a book. It's a good name.
So as long as we have the bandits read the book first, then they'll be terrified.
How'd you like to be the Avenger with a knot?
All right. Schmedley, what's your name gonna be?
Well, I like my name. I'll just be Schmedley.
You can't just be Schmedley. You've missed the whole point. He's missed the whole point. We need to inspire fear. Ah, this represents a total lack of imagination.
The bandits will probably just run off the mountain once they hear that Schmedley and the Flower are coming after them.
I like my name.
Have you ever read a book, you insufferable ninny?
Chuck, what about you?
I decided on mine last night. I don't want to just chase them off the mountain. I want to make them pay. I want them to be afraid. I want them to fear the fog. I want him to be afraid to go to sleep. I want him to be afraid of me. I will be called Goliath.
Ooh, splendid! I wish I'd thought of that.
Goliath. That'll work.
Well, the kids were filled with a whole mess of feelings. Ned was downright impressed. Stacy couldn't decide how to feel. Marcia felt lied to. And CJ felt like someone had just hit him in the stomach. Only Goose seemed to know what to do next.
And you've been afraid that we'd be afraid of you or not trust you anymore.
Yes, Goose. That's exactly right.
Well, you can put those thoughts away. You're Papa Chuck now, not Goliath. You're nothing like that anymore.
There are grown-ups who cannot seem to understand that after some 40 years.
But a very special little weasel girl just did.
Really? When did... Oh, you mean me. Oh, well, I just was swallowed. You know what? I'm kind of swallowed. I didn't even look swallowed.
So, you were this famous, well, a criminal.
No, he was not a criminal. Not really.
I might as well have been. There's no use trying to make it better than it was.
You never hurt or stole from anyone but bandits, did you?
We did not.
Well, there you have it. You were like a superhero or something. You were doing good.
We started out that way. That's what we wanted to do. But it got to us. I changed.
Here comes another bunch of them. Oh, there's just a few. Stragglers, really. No sense in going after that lot.
We take them.
What's the use? They don't have anything we want. Looks like they're headed out of the mountain anyway. I think they're leaving.
I said we take them. We always take them. I'll make sure they leave.
I agree. We need to keep them in fear or we lose our advantage.
I don't know. They look good and scared to me.
Goliath, stop!
He's changed. He's almost gone wild. There's no reason for this attack. Why would he care about a handful of bandits that are just trying to get out of the mountain?
It's his quest. He wants to get rid of the bandits. We all do.
Well, he's not right in the head anymore. I mean, he's beaten them badly. Some of them are going to wear scars for the rest of their lives because of him. All he knows is hate. It'll be the end of him, mark my word. And if it doesn't stop soon, it'll be the end of us as well.
I was changing. I was living wild. No one was going to tell me what to do. It was the worst time of my life. The second worst. CJ, you've been awfully quiet. What do you think?
How could you be Goliath then and, well, you now? What happened?
Once you get that far down, there is no getting up by yourself. God took a hold of me. I had to reach up, but then he took a hold of me.
And he snatched you out of your life of sin.
No, that's not how it happened. He helped me crawl out of that life. It was hard. It took years. I failed a lot at first. I wouldn't want anybody to go through what I had to. But God was there, holding me up all along. I didn't need just to stop sinning. I needed to start living for Christ. That's what changed me. He made me a new creature.
Is that why you're always teaching us? Telling us about God? Oh, well, of course it is. You're trying to save us from all that kind of stuff.
Oh, come here, Goose. Ooh, I just gotta hug you up.
You're partly right. I'm trying to teach you, not just to be good. I want you to become new creatures, too. I want you to become disciples. Become like Christ. That's my quest now.
Wow, this is really big.
First, I need to ask you each a question. I've had to ask hundreds of folks over the years to forgive me. Some have, others just can't. They don't trust me. They're afraid that deep down I'm still wild and violent, and they're afraid it might happen again. Now that you know what I was like, I need to know what you think.
What's that?
Knowing what you know, can you, each one of you, trust me?
Yes.
Stacy.
I sure do.
Oh, Marcia.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Ned. Goose?
Huh? Me? Well, of course. I always have. Anyone can see your Papa Chuck now.
Thanks, Goose. CJ?
There's more to your story, isn't there?
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, like, why did you stop hunting bandits?
When did you become Papa Chuck?
That's enough for now. I'll tell you more when you're ready. When I'm ready. Can you trust me?
I do trust you. I trust you because you're a disciple of Christ. And I want to grow up and be a disciple just like you.
CJ.
Oh, wow. This is big.
You've no idea.
Group hug! Group hug!
When I was just a child, I was stubborn, I was wild. If you pushed me, you would surely hear me roar. Just an angry ball of fuzz, yeah, that's the way I was. But I'm not that way anymore. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. I said, bye-bye, bad grizzly bear. You're nothing but a grr covered with hair. Now I'm a new creature in Christ.
I'm a Papa Chuck. You still walk like a bear. You still talk like a bear. Call me unaware, but aren't you still a bear?
Now I might look the same, it's true. I've not become a kangaroo. It's my heart that has been changed, to be precise. Jesus taught me how to live, how to love and to forgive. So I'm a new creature in Christ.
Now I get it.
Oh, I'm a new creature in Christ. Yes, I'm a new creature in Christ. I said, bye-bye, bad grizzly bear.
You're nothing but a girl covered with hair.
Now I'm a new creature in Christ.
Yeah.
with a cold, unhappy heart if God hadn't come and opened up my eyes. But the light of His salvation pulled me out of hibernation. Now I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. Yes, I'm a new creature in Christ. I said, bye-bye that grizzly bear. You're nothing but a girl covered with hair. Now I'm a new creature in Christ. I said, bye-bye that grizzly bear. You're nothing but a girl covered with hair. Now I'm a new creature in Christ. That's right.
Goliath was written and directed by David Carl. The song, New Creature in Christ, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.